It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Conversation with the head coach on Christmas Day, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Hey, get Gordon Hayward back. It's a Christmas miracle.
You've been planning that for a
no,
while?
No, I wasn't. Good. I hadn't. I was actually not even a part of the plan. I just decided to start with that because it seems so upbeat. And you know me, early in the morning, if I'm nothing else, I'm upbeat.
You early in the morning on Christmas Day, that would be. I would like to like. Do you like when Jack gets up early? Do you get up early with him, or are you like, hey Jack, give me 15 more minutes?
I'm working on him to. I've tried to raise him as a nocturnal child, in the interest of self-preservation, if for nothing else. All right, we've talked about, and we'll get to Gordon in a second. We talked about how good the defensive numbers have been over the past 4 or 5 weeks. You know I'm meticulously prepared, but I have to say I haven't broken them down by hour. So with that 6 o'clock start Sunday, I don't know what the 6 p.m. hour is defensively. But I know Devontae Graham is having a great year, but that first quarter was sort of alarming. What changed for the final three quarters, which obviously were very, very good?
Yeah, we were more into the ball. I thought we played with more pressure. I thought the bench came in and gave us a good lift. I thought Javonte and Romeo both off the bench really got into the ball and pressure. That had a contagious effect. And, you know, that's a good reminder of what when you're a young guy in the league that is just going to improve and get better over time, what you can do to add value to winning on that given day. That game took the look of almost a typical game, though. You know, they were coming off of a back-to-back. Yep. They had just lost. They were hungry coming off of that loss, and they played with great energy and togetherness in that first quarter and made every shot. You know, we were not good defensively, but they still had to take advantage of it. And then when we went really locked in and played with more force, shots became a little bit tougher, and then they missed some open ones because they were, you know, they had felt us there for a while. So, like, you know, I think that's just, you just have to stay the course. It's a long game, but I was really pleased with the way that we responded after that first quarter.
I hadn't thought of that, but the Miami game was like that when Miami was coming in off the back-to-back.
I think we see that a lot. Yeah. I think you see a team coming off of a back-to-back that shoots the lights out or plays well early. And then, you know, sometimes you have to withstand that. And, you know, the one thing about the NBA game, it's so long, there's so many stoppages that you have multiple times to set the tone for the game. You'd prefer to do it from the get-go and for all 48, but the other team's out there playing too, and they did it the other night.
This was going to be the segue to Romeo and those minutes he played defensively, but I often think of this in terms of Marcus Smart and for many years here with Kevin Garnett, so I suppose in some ways it's a leading question.
I'm not sure Romeo is – I don't know that he's ever been in a sentence with those two. So,
and yet,
it was a long sentence.
Now he has – well, the thing is it was leading somewhere, but again, yeah. You somehow, for some reason, just like a kid on Christmas morning, can't help yourself but
so
to
anxious.
Jump in and
yes.
derail the point, which was this.
Okay.
Can one player's effort change an entire team's on defense?
Marcus Smart and Kevin Garnett can.
He can. In the context of any game.
Yeah. So what can you do? You can do your job really well. You can get into the ball. You can hawk the ball. You can dive on the floor. You can take a charge. That gets the crowd excited. That gets your teammates excited. It gets the bench excited. You got a better likelihood of the next guy doing it. It has a contagious effect. And the team that does it better than anybody is the team we're playing today. They really pressure the ball. How's that for a segue?
It was a great segue, but of course I hadn't really gotten to the Raptors yet because I.
But
wanted
that was
to,
you it had was planned very that segue, good. I'm sure.
It was tremendous. The degree to which you have sort of taken over the segment. Maybe I'm the one who can get out of the segment. You can just do sort of a segue soliloquy for the entire 7 or 8 minutes and kind of bridge.
You know what the problem is? If somebody
yes, there are many problems with that.
Segue or soliloquy, I'd be in trouble.
That's probably. Why don't you do what you do, and then I'll do what I do,
okay,
and then maybe
right.
it'll all work out.
That's good. Who are we going to put in a sentence with Pearson, you know, and Havlicek here?
You know what? I try to make a point about defense, and now you're so concerned about it. It was one segment. It was a nice one for Romeo, and the point being, isn't it more encouraging? Aren't you more encouraged when you see Grant Williams or Romeo Langford or a very young player make a significant performance in a segment of the game, even in one segment of the game, defensively? Isn't that more encouraging than watching a couple of their shots fall?
Yes, for sure. Again, it's just when you add to the energy level in the room, that has such a contagious impact. It's more important than a shot. And so, and then ultimately your shots tend to go in when you're playing like that. It's funny how the game rewards that, the game honors that. And both those guys played really well the other day. And this is a different environment in here, different challenge. They pressure you so hard. And so those guys are going to have to really be playing with force today when they get their opportunities.
Well, this really has been a fascinating week and a fascinating half season for them. Yeah, Siakam's having an MVP year. Marcus Gasol's a couple of years removed from Defensive Player of the Year. Norman Powell was having a breakthrough year. I mean, we have how many times have you used the expression next man up the last few years? They have taken it to the next level over the last week or so.
They have. And you know what? It's like they have a never-ending supply of guys that are just ready to become what you just discussed with a guy like Norman Powell. Right, so Davis is just great. You know, McCaw looks like he's playing with great energy and fluidity. Ananobi didn't even get in in the playoffs, and you know, which I was actually watching pretty closely. I think he had the appendix, and I was wondering if they would just throw him in the finals because of his physicality and his size. But his skill has been so much improved this season. So they have a number of different guys, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson as well, that just really complement their best players. But they're playing through Lowry. They're playing through Van Fleet and Ibaka. And those guys are really, really good players.
Lowry's really been great. You don't want to make
sure has.
Too much of the one. That one game is so fascinating, what happened here in this building on Sunday. They didn't just make up 30 points. They did it in 8 minutes. That game was tied by the middle of the fourth quarter.
It was incredible. But, you know, one of the things about Lowry, that Lowry's always been a guy that – kind of has a good – he's got a good pulse on his whole team.
Oh, yeah.
And so there will be games where he's trying to get everybody involved, especially early. The other day against Dallas, right when he touched it, he shot it. And it was like, they need me to score. And he just knows that with other guys out that he's going to be more aggressive, and we're going to get an extremely aggressive Lowry today, and we better be very good. He's great at drawing fouls. He's great at getting to where he wants to go. And obviously if he gets it going from three, you're in trouble.
And playing like Kemba, playing in his first Christmas game. He's been in the league a long time to never get in one of these games, which, you know, we've talked about this. This is now several years in a row we've been doing this, and obviously it's an honor. It made me wonder, what was Christmas like growing up basketball-wise in Indiana? What part did basketball play on Christmas Day? Was the NBA Christmas Day a part of that? Was there high school stuff going on? What was a basketball Christmas in Indiana?
You know what I remember most was not necessarily watching. There were no high school games. There was always some of the best teams in the state always played on the 27th or 28th in a special event in Newcastle that they called the Hall of Fame Classic, and that had 10,000 seats. And so I would venture over there maybe every other year or every third year. But I do remember very vividly us going to the gym on Christmas night, or us going to the gym the day after, or on Christmas Eve, all of our friends and dads and playing, and you know, doing it, and that is, those are great memories, because you know, we're in season, whatever age group we were in season, but we always had a few days off there, and you just wanted to keep your conditioning up, and so we would all go in the gym and we would play all day, and you know, so some of my best memories were those times over break with family and friends.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Celtics Raptors, the first ever Christmas Day game outside the U.S., is next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.